Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Today, senior instructor Rich Sheban, news in a flash and survival lessons. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Gwyneth, preparedness lessons from Australia. Thursday, Kathy will be interviewing me about electricity and the results that I found and how to solve the problem, I guess problems, with overvoltage and undervoltage from the grid and how to prevent it from damaging your equipment. I have the answers. And Friday, Greg and Bert. And I've tasked Bert with some research, fascinating topics, and I think every single hour of USA Prepares this week will be a blockbuster, every single hour, starting with Monday. That was with Sergey, and war stories from the emergency room, Dane Wigington, the weather engineering, the climate engineering, geoengineering, it was yesterday, hour two. Rich right now. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. And keep in mind, I still have quite a bit of news in the flash I want to squeeze in here and there, too, please.
10-4.
And since you mentioned Dane Wigington, I just want to ask you a quick question. I posed a question to you last week regarding the manipulation of the polar vortex and the jet stream going through the Arctic, which typically it goes a lot further south. And my question to you, when you interviewed him, did he give the implication, at the very least, that this was done via natural weather situations or human powers that be manipulation with all of their hundreds of patents for weather manipulation? Vince?
Yeah. Well, my understanding from what he said, we talked for an hour on the air, man-made, and that in this particular superstorm that we had, this bomb storm that the media is calling it, this disastrous storm that's killed at least 57 people so far, at least they've been uncovered. People have died in their cars, people have died in their homes, people have frozen to death. This is the tip of the iceberg, I believe, that there will be many more. They just haven't been found yet, still frozen and buried. That, yes, this massive storm was a pull out all the stops, make it a big one, and, yes, it is man-induced. And not only did he lead us to that conclusion, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, I really don't, but Rich, I saw for weeks and weeks the buildup to this. I saw the spraying, the spraying, the spraying, the spraying, and the skies were occluded. You just saw the overcast, the nonstop overcast. I asked Dane if he saw with his solar system, his solar power generation system that he built, the same things that we're seeing with the solar power generation system that we built here on our farm. And the answer is yes. We can't generate electricity. And I asked him privately after the broadcast was over. I called him to thank him. And I asked him that question again. And he's using his generator more. And he didn't need to use it. At one point, his solar system worked great. Now he needs to use a generator to have electricity, just as you do. So the answer is, was this man induced? Absolutely, positively, according to the science that he reported, according to what he saw, according to what I saw, and according to what we've experienced in our lives. You put it all together, it was man-made.
Well, Vince, that means, you put everything together, means, all the things that we've talked about over the years that, you know, say you can see everything coming. They're telegraphing every punch. You know, I gave a lot of articles about smart meters and not just the ill effects from smart meters, but quotes from Democrat politicians saying, don't do what I say, I will shut off your water and power, unquote. And hey, I have an article right here where the state attorney generals are issuing a warning nationwide where investment giants like BlackRock, Vanguard are buying huge stakes in your local utility companies aggressively. Basically, they want depopulation. They want to cut down power from every way, shape, and form. And that's also with weather manipulation. If you recall, I've mentioned many articles from Bill Gates where he wants to shade the sun. So it's all this stuff, everything I just mentioned, including what you just said from Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org, basically the elite are hoarding all the power for themselves, all the energy for themselves, and the little people are going to have to ration it in order to stay alive.
Now, class, let me just share this with you. So far, as of this morning, there are 57 deaths related to 57. Those are the ones that have been uncovered. The ones that have been buried in the snow, the people who have died frozen in their homes and cars, etc. 57. That's so far. I think that's the tip of the iceberg. I think it's going to be way more than that. Rich, when we have these massive cool downs, these flash freezes, the animals don't know what to do. The number of animals that have died as a result of this storm, I would say, is in the multiples of the millions. I'm talking cats, dogs, mice, birds, deer, in the multiples of the millions. I can't prove this. This is just my hypothesis. This is just my educated guess. Because every time, including this time, when there is this flash freeze, I'm talking about a drop in temperature where it's 60 one day, and then within a day or so, it's in the teens below freezing. The mama cows, their clock gets twisted. It gets upset. It doesn't know what to do. And the mama cows who would deliver their calves by themselves in weeks, deliver them early. They panic. And the premature calves that would normally just do great are not prepared for the flash freeze, and they freeze to death. And that's the story of yesterday here on the farm. I'm angry. I'm frosted. And I'm going to call it what it is. It's mass murder. It's mass murder of humans. It's mass murder of life on the planet. It's an outrage. And the people from top to bottom, left to right, who are calling the shots, who are filling these tanks, who are flying these jets, who are fueling the jets, who are fixing the flat tires on the jets, all of these people, including the big Mahoffs, who say, let's do it. Let's freeze the country. Let's divert the weather. Let's divert the moisture. Let Let the farmers starve to death. Let the people starve to death. Let's dry out the country. Let's dry up the streams, rivers, and creeks. Let's stop hydroelectric power. Those people, every single one of them needs to be brought to trial. And when convicted, they need to be served the capital solution. This is ecocide on a very grand scale. So if your grandmother lost power because of the weather, because the ice and the snow was so great it broke the power lines, and she froze to death, are you angry? Are you angry because your government has manipulated medicine, the media, energy, supplies, everything, and has caused people in your family to die? Are you angry? Or is it just me? I am not calling for vigilante justice. I'm calling for justice. And I believe, and you can all say, boy, Vinny, you were really wrong about this. But I believe that when the farmers have figured out that they've lost their herds, they've lost their livestock, they've lost their birds, they've lost their livelihood, they can't pay the taxes, they're going to come unglued. I believe it. I believe they're going to come unglued. Because, as Gerald Celente said, boys from Brooklyn, when they lose everything, and they've got nothing left to lose, they lose it. My term would be coming unglued. Do I sound angry? Of course I'm angry. These parasites have been killing our animals over and over and over. This is not natural. This is not normal. And then you have people who say, global warming, are you kidding me? We're freezing to death. Yes, we are freezing to death. And you heard Dane Wigington on Monday say, this is a man-made event to condition you to think that there's no such thing as the climate or the globe warming up. Because there are these shocks to the system. And this is a shock to the system, what we're experiencing right now. This shock to the system is the one that you remember, with the 12,500 flights delayed or canceled, being stranded in the airport, not being able to see your family. This is a shock that people remember. But they forgot about the summer where we were being cooked to death from the sun's rays. When they spray, you get precipitation. When they don't, you don't get precipitation. They stopped spraying over the summer, and we got half the yield of hay, and so did everybody else. We don't have enough feed to feed our cows. We sold some cows and bought some hay at exorbitant prices, and now the price is even higher than that. Our neighbors are clamoring for hay. They want hay from us. We don't have enough hay. And nobody else does either. There's going to be a fire sale on beef, and then prices will skyrocket. Mark my words.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just another minute of rant. You know, class, I listen to a broadcast. It's something I don't normally do. And I listened last week. This guy was on the radio, and he said, I'm paraphrasing. I'm going to take Friday off, and I'm going to take Monday off for a well-deserved vacation. Well-deserved vacation. A guy who broadcasts a couple hours a day, guy who begs for money, doesn't have a job, 2 hours a day on the radio, and he's taking the Friday before the Sunday, which is Christmas, off, and he's taking the following Monday off for a four-day well-deserved vacation. Nobody in the broadcast world, other than Dane Wigington, who's a broadcaster, talks to Vincent Finelli. He's the only one. The only broadcaster who is willing to talk with me and to me and call me and answer the phone when I call him. No other broadcaster will touch us or touch me or get close to me. And so what's the difference between USA Preparers and the other broadcasters? Sans Dane Wigington, except him. They beg for money and they take off the holidays. That's the difference. It used to be that the broadcasters had an unwritten alliance, that we're all in this together. We are all for the common cause of freedom, liberty, small government, Thomas Jefferson type of government. Take care of your friends, take care of your village, take care of your family, work together, low taxes. Not anymore. The broadcasters are not even an alliance, not even an unholy alliance. Every broadcaster is out for him or herself, except for Dane Wigginton and USA Prepares. You think I'm kidding? Just read the comments. Go to the internet and read the comments about broadcasters. Just read what they have to say. Even the people who are addicted to listening to them hate them, call them out for being frauds, shills, unpatriotic, serving up disinformation, misinformation. People who say that the COVID is not real and then take the jab. That's what I'm talking about. Rich, back to you.
All right, Vince. What I'm going to do right now, folks, is if I had to create a theme of today, and it's going to be more towards the back end of the broadcast, it's going to be titled Treason, Tyranny, Sellouts, Domestic Terrorists, Dissidents, Authoritarianism, Illegal Anti-Constitutional Behavior. And by the way, it's not we the people. It's not we the people. So what I'm going to start off with is my variety package before I go into different categories. And I've already swept so many of these articles and interviews because I'm not going to have time off my agenda today because time is something that I just don't have. So the first, I just want to talk about this, as GOP Rep Dan Bishop calls it, the raping of America, the $1.7 trillion spending bill known as the Omnibus bill. I'm just going to go through, I'm obviously not going to go through all 4,100 and change pages of it, but I just want to hit some highlights to see how, so you see how you've been played, you've been taken, you've been used, you've been duped, okay? This money is also used to not improve our own border security, but $410 million of border security money, our money, your money, is going to Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and other countries. Think about this. And $1.5 billion almost is going to membership of global organizations like the UN. You can't make this stuff. Money going into for salmon, for fisheries, basically going into international fisheries commissions. This is a money laundering bill to pay people off. $575 million for family planning in areas where population growth threatens biodiversity. Let me decode that for you. They want you in little pods in apartments where everybody can be managed, controlled, watched.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. The holiday travel season continues to frustrate travelers as Southwest Airlines is going through a meltdown, canceling thousands of flights, and more cancellations are expected today and tomorrow. The airline says it's weather-related. Travelers at Denver's airport on CNN express frustration.
We had to wait in a line that was 4 hours, and we're still in line. And nobody's giving us any direction on what line to get in. It's a total, you-know-what show here.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul on Sunday said this weekend's major winter storm is the most devastating to ever hit Buffalo. The major storm system has brought dangerously low temperatures, and the system at this hour is bringing lake-effect snow to Buffalo and nearby areas, creating blizzard conditions. China will remove quarantine requirements for inbound travelers starting January 8th as the country dismantles their zero-COVID policy. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir. Listen, folks, the reason why I'm saying this is despair doesn't get anyone, any place, any person, anywhere. Anger is a much better emotion, and it offers solutions. And what we need to do is stick together. We need to start. After I mention a few more of these earmarks, I'm going to move on to other categories because of time. But then I'm going to talk a little bit about economy, then I want to go into election fraud, I want to go into health care. I got a lot of stuff and a whole pile of treason and tyranny. But every week I'm not going to get to them all. But these people literally poured your money into buildings like named after Nancy Pelosi, or $3.6 million for the Michelle Obama Trail, anti-racist training, $3 million for LGBTQ museums in New York City, services for DACA recipients, 4.1 million in various career programs in one of the richest counties in the U.S., which is Fairfax. That's, I think that's Fairfax, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. Another $47 billion going to Ukraine. And by the way, they're putting in a Ukrainian Independence Park right in Washington, D.C. And I can go on and on, but it's just going to make... Look, if we don't have these uncomfortable discussions publicly, there'll be nothing left. Your kids and grandkids will be screwed if they live. And when I get to healthcare and talk more about the vaccine, you'll understand why. And Elon Musk put out over a 3 million person vote for people if they want, if they're in favor of the omnibus spending bill for $1 trillion. 71.2% said no, and only 28.8% said yes. Look, it's a very few amount of people running the show, and you know bots were involved in that survey as well. Another article right here, moving on, still in the variety packages. Basically, Amish are getting arrested and fined for processing meat the old-fashioned way on their own property. So basically, what this article is saying is you better learn skill sets on how to butcher animals. Concentrate on food, soil, nutrients in the soil, vitamins. Concentrate on water, getting away from municipal city water, from fluoride, from chlorine. Concentrate on shelter. Concentrate on energy and all the skill sets that surround, because you have to be prepared, folks. You know, I live, I don't have running water. I have a wood cook stove. I have a thermal curtain cutting my, when I built my cabin, I made sure I could build it where I can cut it in half during the winter cold months and only heat half of the cabin. And it works out great. So I prepared, I have a clawfoot tub, you know, I can fill up the tub. You know, I use all my gray water for flushing the indoor toilet. I have no ability to flush. I literally have no traditional running water in this cabin. So everything that we do is outside the box. And you have to prepare yourself for literally thinking outside the box and living outside the box. That's where we're heading, because the powers that be are cutting everything out. So next article here, spoiled food products unfit for human consumption are getting reprocessed and resold across the U.S. Basically, expired food is getting repackaged, relabeled, resold to institutions, discount retailers, and restaurants across the United States. This is very dangerous, folks. I remember standing in line in one of the big box stores years ago, and I was asking this gal, is she having a party? She had this two huge flats of food. She said, no, I'm a manager for a restaurant. I'm picking up all this food. And it was basically at a Chinese outlet store, not quality stuff, all bulk. And it was one of the most expensive restaurants in Whitefish, Montana, which is a real foo-foo area. So just because you go into wealthy areas or expensive restaurants, it doesn't mean you're going to get quality food. You might get a few more spices in there, but it's up to you to grow your own food, to raise your own food. This is very lengthy. I'm going to have to cut it short. Basically, it's titled A Cover-Up of Evidence of Mass Murder. The CDC appears to be removing VAERS records. So when you were talking about murder events, you know, 50-something people died from this cold snap. I mean, I think last time I gave a report over a month ago, weren't we around 2,400 people or something like that dying per day from the vaccine? So basically, the CDC, the person in charge of this database is Rochelle Walensky. She should be arrested for murder. And this is very lengthy. And for those of you who don't know what the VAERS report is, and how they're deleting deaths, it's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System that was put in place around 1990. And it's known for being accountable for only 1%, means they're underreporting all the vaccine injuries. And part of this article is a really good interview with Dr. Naomi Wolf and Dr. Henry Ely, who's an expert on this VAERS database. And it's, boy, there's just so much information here. But basically, I'm looking at the chart right here, and this Dr. Ely literally gives the example with a visual chart that shows that between September 22 and December 22, the CDC removed at least 32,844 records following conditions of myocarditis, pericarditis, and heart inflammation. So basically, these 45,000 and change reports that was available 3 months ago just dropped down to 12,554. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the chart, and I can go into way more details and specificity, but I don't have the time. People, you cannot believe anything anymore. The powers that be have literally destroyed everything. They have literally, we have to make the difference. We have to be the judges and jury. The lawyers, the judges, the courts, everything is rigged. They've turned blackmail. They've paid off everything. Basically, no one's doing their job. Their common denominator is not just political correctness, but everything boils down to the powers that be lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications of doing your job. People are being blackmailed, bribed, threats. There's literally psychologically profiled government employees and big corporations to hire people who's willing to sell out their country for their own personal gain. That's why it's all this group versus what group you're in versus the best person for the job. In other words, the powers that be across the board, all experts and official authorities, have eliminated transparency and credibility, and they have betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their own professions. And I don't say this lightly. I've said it many times before. So it's up to you to not believe a word we say. You have to do your own reading, research, and verification. This is very important information I'm giving you so you can do your due diligence and homework and check what we're saying. Next, child vaccination schedule will include all COVID-19 vaccines. Do you know how many times for over 2 years I've been giving nothing but death and destruction from these vaccines? All published articles in the public domain, not Rich's opinion, from physicians, researchers, and scientists, okay? Right now, when I was a kid, I think in the 60s, we probably had, I don't know, 8, 11 injections for so-called vaccines. Today, it's probably in the neighborhood of like 80, 80, folks. I'm going to read this really quick. Basically, it's a letter from a teacher saying that they're disgusted with the latest generation of students. Pardon my French, but F these kids is what this teacher is saying. I have never, ever felt so disillusioned, demoralized, and cynical in my life as I do this year. Most students are unmotivated and apathetic to a point of absurdity. They lack any basic decency and civility. They steal, lie shamelessly. They are entitled, ungrateful, and disrespectful. They have no manners, don't pick up after themselves, have no idea about acceptable behavior in public. Social cues are lost on them, and they show no empathy towards others. They literally could not care less about anyone but themselves. Every year, I've always developed strong relationships and considered them to be my kids forever, and have loved them all, bad behavior and all. But this year, I'm struggling to find any redeeming qualities in the majority of students I feel. I feel visceral dislike and resentment towards them. They suck me dry, and they demand I give them more. They take all my efforts and throw them back in my face. They ruin my day and make question of the future of the world. With very few exceptions, F these kids. Look, if this is an example, folks, why you need to homeschool your kids, because the teachers, most teachers don't want to step up and call out the powers that be for what they're teaching them, whether it be, you know, changing genders or sexualizing kids and everything, because all these teachers care about is their paycheck and their pension and their benefit package. You got to look at the, remember, you judge by hard work, effort, proven results, Proven results, proven results. Remember, I say all these things all the time. Look at the proven results of today's child. You kick the father out of the home so the state is the new daddy. You lower the bars of standards and expectations for everything across the board. You tell kids they're not going to get a good job, so education doesn't really mean anything because they're going to get an education based on what group they're in, like their gender, the gender they identify, their skin pigmentation shade, their sexual orientation, et cetera, et cetera. What is the incentive for these kids? The whole system is being it's about distractions, dumbing down, and divide and conquer strategies. And we have given millions of these examples over the 12 years I've been on the air. Okay, here's an article. Basically, Lena Wen changes her tune. She wrote an article in the Washington Post saying that COVID jabs are dangerous and shouldn't be mandatory. The reason why I pulled this out of many different articles, and I've given articles like this before, is the powers that be are trying to switch sides and say, oops, you know, I was wrong. Please forgive me. I want amnesty. We cannot forget people because millions of people around the world are dying from these shots. So basically, she was a very fanatic COVID vaccine person, and now a lot of these people are switching teams because they're indirectly and even directly asking for forgiveness. They can't be forgiven, just like Rochelle Walensky. These people need to be tried, and they need to go to prison for life, at the very least. Here's an article I pulled out. Basically, I'm making long story short here. Bill Gates thinks a coming disease could kill 30 million people within 6 months and say we should prepare for it as we do for war. And there's another one here that says China faces thermonuclear wave of COVID. Warning virus may kill up to 1 million people as the sick overwhelm hospitals and dead bodies pile up outside morgues, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, we're in a pandemic of lockdowns, control, and management, folks. Do you remember when all this came out? A couple of years ago when all the Chinese people they showed on video were dying and it was proven that there was
this. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Continue.
Folks, during the break, the commercial kind of interrupted, but basically, these what they're saying about China and Bill Gates is saying the title of this was basically propaganda was being presented, and are they still funding gain of function? Yes. Do they have severe bioweapons waiting to kill more people? Yes. But we got to take everything with a grain of salt because we can't believe, first of all, anything that happens out of China, because we saw all the tapes of all, and basically they want to do more lockdowns and more depopulation and control more people, and they use fear to do it. Okay, next, Laura Loomer sent a tweet basically showing Kevin McCarthy's handkerchief was basically the colors of Ukraine. So this is just another reason why you can't trust this guy. Next, the January 6th committee basically adjourned without fulfilling its year promise to release the Ray Epps transcript. Just to show you how corrupt, again, treason, tyranny, domestic terrorism, dissidents, authoritarianism, it's not us, folks. And basically, this person, Ray Epps, was telling the people several times on tape, on video, to go into the Capitol, but yet the FBI list never mentioned this in their final report of 845 pages. It's all fixed. It's all rigged. It's all corrupt. Speaking of rigged, Carrie Lake trial revealed 42.5% of randomly examined ballots were improper. And I'm going to talk a little bit about election fraud. Solution, folks, Carrie Lake, what you need to do is get a grand jury together on the streets of Arizona and literally create your own judge and jury. Create your own trial. Because no one's doing their job. They're all bought and paid for. They're all basically sellouts. And that's, again, the title of this. And here's a very disturbing article. It's on Citizen Free Press today. And we all need to look at this. It's basically, it's titled The New Order of Barbarians, about the New World System. And there's multiple tapes that was recorded in 1998. And part of it was a lecture that was attended as early as 1969. And they're talking about forcing and organizing and redirecting change. Listen to some of these categories. I'm just going to go through the categories, non-specific because of time. Everything is in place and no one can stop us now. People have to get used to change. The real and stated goals, population control, permission to have babies. You know, pretty soon you're going to be in a situation where, you know, females aren't even needed because babies are going to be built in incubators and factories. Redirecting the purpose of sex, sex without reproduction, and reproduction without sex. Contraceptive universally available to all. Sex education as a tool of world government. Tax-funded abortion as population control. Encouraging homosexuality. Anything goes. Homosexuality will be encouraged. Technology, families too, it diminish importance. And technology, they mention a lot of laboratory. Is any of this stuff ringing a bell, folks? Families to diminish in importance. Euthanasia and the demise pill, a.k.a. murder, folks. Limiting access to affordable medical care makes eliminating elderly easier. Planning the control over medicine. Elimination of private doctors. New difficult to diagnose an untreatable disease. Suppressing cancer cures as means of population control. I'm reading this, folks. I'm not making any of this stuff up. We're in a horror film. Live time. Inducing heart attacks as a form of assassination. Do you remember all the articles we've given about the spike proteins and people getting heart attacks and strokes and it going into the heart and all this stuff? Education as a tool for accelerating the onset of puberty and evolution. Blending all religions. Well, the old religions have to go. Changing the Bible through revisions of key words. The churches will help the bad guys. Restructuring education tool of indoctrination. How many articles have we given of televangelists literally telling you to go get the vaccine? You know, my church that I grew up in, the Lutheran church, they were the first ones to bring in drag queens. Moving on. Restructuring education as a tool for indoctrination. Sounding familiar, more time in schools, but they won't learn anything. Controlling who has access to information. Schools, the hub of the community. Indoctrination and political and social indoctrination of the children. Some books would just disappear from the libraries. Changing laws. The encouragement of drug abuse and creating a jungle atmosphere. Alcohol abuse. Restrictions on traveling. More jails and hospitals of jails. No more security. Crime to manage society. You can't even make this stuff up. Curtailment of American industrial preeminence. Shifting populations and economies and tearing social roots. Sports as a tool of social change. Bread and circuses, right? Sex and violence throughout entertainment. Travel restrictions and implanted ID. Food control. Weather control.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.